You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
That intro is always ridiculously funky, but today we've got in the studio Zara Agababai from the gastrointestinal group at the Auckland Bioengineering Institute at the University of Auckland. Kia ora, Zara. How are you doing this morning?
Kia ora. Thank you for having me. I'm good.
We're thrilled to have you. So you. Your research looks absolutely stunning and wild. Could you give us a rundown of your background and what you're currently working on?
So my research focused on implementing a new research tool, ablation, to use it in gastric disease and disorders. So in cardiac field, ablation is used to restore the normal electrical activity of the heart when there's like a dysrhythmia, and they burn certain regions of the heart to restore the normal electrical activity.
Yeah.
So what we tried to do in the stomach was to use the same tool and restore the normal electrical activity of the stomach.
Right.
Similar to heart, in the stomach there are like underlying bioelectrical activity which initiate and coordinate the contractions that break the food.
Right.
And so in diseased stomach, these electrical activity can be dysrhythmic. And we hypothesized that we can use ablation to correct these dysrhythmias and restore the normal electrical activity of the stomach.
Wow, there is so much to unpack there. I kind of want to start on ablation because I first read the word and I'm a science major, so I should have known it. But I was like, what is that? Can you give kind of, you did briefly there, a layman's definition of that. And can you explain why it's unusual to use it on a stomach or a gastrointestinal system?
So it's never been used. Basically, we've known that there are like electrical activity in the stomach for like past 100 years. But recently, we've been using new tools such as a high-resolution electrical mapping to map this electrical activity. And we discovered that there are like these underlying electrical activity are associated with disease. And ablation is used in heart and burning certain regions of the heart to block the dysrhythmia and restoring the normal electrical activity. So we try to do the same in the stomach and burn the region that initiate the dysrhythmia and block the dysrhythmic electrical activity and thereby restore the normal electrical activity, and hopefully this could help patients with gastroparesis or unexplained vomiting and nausea to gain their health. And
wow, I mean, I had no idea that the gastrointestinal system depends on bioelectrical activity. I thought it was all of the stomach acid doing all the work, but that's very interesting. So your research is using mathematical models to aid that research. How did you come up with the idea of using ablation? Was it kind of in the literature previously, or was it something that your research group was like, hey, that might work?
Yeah, so I think that was something that my supervisor started the idea, and I started my PhD research on the gastric ablation, and we did a preclinical experimental phase in my PhD, and now I'm working to develop a mathematical model to look at the growth of the lesion of ablation and to accelerate and inform the procedure to translate towards clinical trials.
Wow. Wow, amazing. So how will that research be used in clinical trials to kind of aid researchers? Will it be used by researchers first instead of going straight? I mean, a stupid question when I think about it. Hopefully we're not taking it straight to the hospitals. But yeah, how's that process kind of going to work?
So it's a, like, it's a long procedure. It's it takes time. It takes a lot of research. At the moment, I'm working on a mathematical model, and there are like other PhD students working on other parameters of ablation and looking at the bioelectrical activity of a stomach. So it will be long, but it showed promising results, like being effective and safe and being able to modulate the electrical activity. So
wow, that is very exciting. And you mentioned off air that it's your graduation tomorrow. Congratulations on
Thank
that.
You.
That's incredible. We're looking forward to staying tuned to that long process. I am personally very excited. But yeah, thank you so much for coming in, Zara.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ready, steady, learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.